It's Wednesday, May the 23rd. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville, and here's a look at your sports. In any double elimination tournament, the team that starts off 2-0 has a big inside track to the title. And as Captain Obvious once said, you can't go 2-0 without going 1-0. Texas A&M coach Rob Childress found his fourth starting pitcher in Daniel Mingan, and that's who will get the ball today in the Aggies' all-important first game of the Big 12 tournament. It'll be yet another midweek start for Mingan, who was the hero of the sweep-clinching win over Oklahoma State on Sunday, both hitting a three-run home run and then pitching the final three outs. The Aggies meet a Kansas team that was dead last in team batting average in the Big 12 at 248, but they also meet a Jayhawk pitcher, Frank Duncan, who has a pretty good 2.81 ERA.
You know, they played well down the stretch and earned the opportunity to be here just like we have. And, you know, they haven't been a terribly offensive team, but on the pitching side of things, they've done a really good job. And to me, one of the most talented pitchers in our league is a guy that we're going to face tomorrow, Frank Duncan. He's a guy that has overpowering stuff. He's got an outstanding slider, and I know we scored six runs against him up there, but we're very fortunate they made some mistakes behind him. I think out of the six runs, only two or three were earned, if that, and you know, we've got a strong test ahead. We're going to throw Daniel Mingan, and you know, the thing that he's been so made him so successful last month is he's thrown it over the plate and just attacked strike zone, and I think he matches up really good against them. And you know, for us, we haven't done anything yet. We did finish second in the league, but we haven't won anything, and we're here in Bricktown to win this tournament and, you know, bring home that trophy, and the last one that we're going to have the opportunity to bring home from the Big 12.
Aggies and KU will be the first of the evening session, followed by Texas versus Missouri. The two losers will meet in an elimination game tomorrow at 12:30. The two winners meet tomorrow at 7:30. The tournament starts in the other bracket this morning with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State getting their fans up early for a 9 a.m. start. And then Baylor takes on Kansas State at 12:30. We'll have the Aggies and Kansas on the radio this afternoon, starting with the pregame at 3:30. Aggie women's golf team had a rough first round of the NCAA championship at the Vanderbilt course yesterday, shooting 13 over par 301 to stand in 17th place after 18 holes. They're 15 shots behind leader Alabama, the only team to break par at 200-286. The Aggies' Katerina Rusakova led the team with a 1 over par 73, followed by Natalie Reeves at 75, Patricia Garcia 76, Mary Michael Maggio at 77, and Sarah Beth Davis at 83 that was not counted. The tournament is 72 holes. In Athens, Georgia today, three Aggie tennis players will start the singles portion of the NCAA championships. On the men's side, Alexis Kilgour will take on Ole Miss's Nick Schultz. On the women's side, Christina Sanchez-Quintanar will meet Alexa Guachari of Alabama, and Nazari Urbina of A&M will meet Christina Stanchu of Maryland. The Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Redskins have lost their battle with the NFL over the salary cap. An NFL official says that an arbitrator has decided to let the league's salary cap reductions against the Cowboys and the Redskins stand. The clubs were penalized for overloading contracts in the 2010 uncapped season, despite league warnings. The Redskins lose $36 million. The Cowboys lose $10 million. The wife of former Penn State coach Joe Paterno will soon receive $10.1 million in pension payments. A family spokesman says that Sue Paterno will get the money by the end of the month, with the remaining pension money totaling $13.4 million paid out over the next 2 years. Elvis Andrus's two-run triple helped the Texas Rangers beat the Seattle Mariners 3-1 last night. Josh Hamilton's ground rule double in the third inning added another run for the Rangers, who snapped Seattle's win streak at 4. J.D. Martinez's RBI single in the sixth inning gave the Astros a 2-1 win over the Cubs last night. Jose Altuve added a solo home run as the Astros get their fifth win in the last seven games. And the Miami Heat own a 3-2 lead in the NBA Eastern Conference semifinals after they thoroughly dominated the Pacers 115-83 last night, where LeBron James had 30 points and 10 rebounds. They held the Pacers to 34% from the field. And finally, Triple Crown contender I'll Have Another is recovering well from Saturday's Preakness win. The colt arrived at Belmont Park on Sunday to prepare for the June 9th Belmont Stakes, where it'll attempt to become the first Triple Crown winner since affirmed in 1978. And that's your sports. Thank you all for logging on today to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.